I want to take you beyond your present experience. And your present experience, wherever that happens to be, with your commitment to the Lord. So I'll be quoting from a revelation that came to Wade Taylor many years ago, because he was a dedicated man, obedient to the Lord to the nth degree. Most of you met his daughter a year ago when she was with us. And I want to take you on that little journey. Those who have experienced Jesus as being their personal Savior openly acknowledge that He shed His blood upon Calvary's cross in atonement for their sin. And in some measure, they live a committed Christian life. The name Jesus has become precious to them. Among these are many who also know Jesus as Christ, or the Christ. The word Christ speaks primarily of the anointing, especially of one who is anointed. And in a lesser sense, of our being anointed as a member of His body. These have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and have developed a sensitivity to His presence. In some measure, they are being used in the Holy Spirit's gift ministries. There are few, however, and fewer, who also know Jesus as being their personal Lord. These have crucified their self-life by giving up the right to do as they please, and have unconditionally submitted themselves to the governmental rule of His kingdom. To know Jesus in this way is meaning the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. To know Jesus in this way, to personally experience Him in the fullness of His name, or His nature, in which He has become, with meaning the Lord Jesus Christ. Each aspect of His name has become a personal reality within their spiritual life experience. Heaven is not intended to be a goal of our Christian experience. Rather, it is included in our redemption as being our inheritance. For we know that if our earthly house or this tabernacle be destroyed, we have a building from God, a house made without hands, eternal in heaven, 2 Corinthians 5:1. There is more that we can experience, which is beyond our being saved, healed, and filled with the Holy Spirit. You say, I thought I had it all. Scripture says differently. This has to do with our having an active personal relationship with Jesus. And as an overcomer, being among those who will be called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. You say, oh, I never heard that before. Well, look at Revelation 19:9. Blessed are they who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Why are they blessed? Because they've got another level of revelation. This more is something of great value that can be added to all that have been freely provided for us, but requires an action on my part. I put my there because it says ours, but I want it to be for me. Having a salvation experience is essential for us to enter heaven. You must be born again. John. However, our submission to His kingdom rule is conditional. Did you hear that? Our submission to His kingdom rule is conditional, in which Jesus becomes Lord of our spiritual life experience. Luke 9, verse 23. And He said to them all, if any man will come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me. Since our ways are contrary to the cross, his will for us, we must die to our own ways if we are to fully follow Jesus. We ourselves must take up this cross. We do this by dying to our self-life. Upon a cross which Jesus will form for us. In case you forgot, he was a carpenter. This if tells us that there is a choice that we are free to either make or avoid without affecting the fact of our salvation. I'm going to repeat that part. This if tells us that there is a choice. Sweetie, here, before you leave. You can always take homework, right?
Yes, I can.
It's all yours. If tells us that there is a choice that we are free to either make or to avoid without affecting the fact of our salvation. However, it will greatly affect that we have become throughout all eternity. If we choose to make Jesus our Lord, we must totally submit ourselves unconditionally, body, soul, and spirit, to he who is totally gave himself for us. To do this, we are to take the totality of our being, all that we are and have, including the gift, the benefits that were freely provided for us through his anointed atonement, and give all this to Jesus. In dying to our own ways and choosings, his ways for us, we are taking up our cross and making Jesus the personal Lord of our lives. I want you to take a deep breath. Say, that's a lot to think about, Lord. But give me grace for the next level. Amen?
Amen?
To experience salvation means that I have repented and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I have received him as my Savior, and being saved can testify I have Jesus. To experience the kingdom means that I have taken all that Jesus has freely given to me, plus the right to my own life, and have given all this unconditionally to him. Now, Jesus has me, and I can relate to the Lord, especially experientially, as being my Lord, Jesus Christ. If you remember, Jesus said, there will be many that will say, Lord, Lord, and he'll say, I never knew you. There was no relationship. As I merge my life into his life, notice again, as I merge my life into his life, I become one with him. In the outworking of his purpose, both in the here and now, and also in eternity. Notice it crosses right over to the spirit realm. Once I have done this, I will gradually come to know that I am far ahead of where I would have been if I had tried to make my own way through life apart from the Lord. The requirement of entering his kingdom is not beyond the ability of any one of us. Try that one on for size. Say, the requirement, for entering his kingdom, is not beyond the ability of any of us. It's up to us. Matthew 5:3. Blessed are the poor in spirit. There's your... See how he's confirming his word? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Being poor in spirit means that I have set aside all my own ways. How many are there? Put your hand up. You may think so.
I was going to say, I don't know.
You may think so. You may be a little more related to Peter than you realize.
That's right.
because I'm not there. And I know I'm not. Being poor in spirit means that I have set aside all my own ways and have unconditionally submitted myself to the kingdom, the governmental rule of my life, experience. Now, whatever he may choose to do with me will produce that which is of far greater value than anything that I could ever attain to apart from him. To specifically make Jesus the Lord of your life, you must first find a quiet place in which to be alone with Jesus. It's one of the requirements. Then wait upon the Lord until you become inwardly quiet before him. While maintaining an attitude of worship, thank the Lord for his presence and tell him that you deeply appreciate his desires to commune and fellowship with you. As you moo and moo and moo, you find that you're still related to the cows. That was my version. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? How many have heard themselves mooing? There you go. So you see, while you're mooing, you're not there. Because your idea of the calves sitting in the barn is more important than you've ever conceived, and you're still focused on flesh. Yet the Spirit will compel you. It's not demons that are going to compel you. It's the Spirit of God that will compel you. He'll test you to let you see what's in you. He's going to push until you actually confirm, God, I ain't got it yet. Now you are really ready to vocally, explicitly relinquish the right to your own life and to all that pertains to it, and unconditionally turn it over to Jesus. As you do this, you are giving to the Lord full permission and total right to govern the totality of your being. All that you are and all that you have, as he chooses. In very direct words, say to him, Jesus, I totally give up the right to my life. And I pronounce you Lord Jesus Christ, or the Lord Jesus Christ, of all that I am and have. And also, Lord, I give you permission to bring me into the fullness of this commitment, whatever it may cost or whatever it may lead. From this moment onward, I unconditionally belong to Jesus and he can bring me into the fullness of all the potential that he has seen to be within me. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, Philippians 3:13-14. Because I have given Jesus the right to accomplish this, he has personally become to me the Lord Jesus Christ. And I will receive the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Matthew 25:23. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter you into the joy of your Lord. I gave you a lot of material. A lot to chew on. To show you and me. Because I'm not just giving this to you, I'm giving it to me. I don't have it all put together. I'm still in progress. Yes. Darkness does try to retaliate every time I obey. Do I get a few amens?
Amen.
That doesn't mean that I'm giving the other guy any glory. I'm just acknowledging that I irritate him. I made a few copies of these. And if you have a desire to make that commitment, to go deeper, then I will give you a copy so you can read it along with me. And we can do this as a family. And be ready to support each other when one of us falls.
And one of us will. And one of us will.
Definitely. You know why? Because we're human. We're like Peter and Paul. Come on, man.
There's one for your house. I heard you. Dale? Yes? Not sure. Do you want a copy? I can see your hand. It's on the second page. Is it a yes? I saw your hand. Yeah, I thought so. Sir? I want you to stand.
I was going to comment on something related to it.
We'll see. The door will be open.
I believe we need to stand together.
So come on up. Because you see,
the words that are going to come out of your mouth are going to declare something.
Amen.
You remember what you spoke, young lady?
Just
a few seconds ago, a few minutes ago, about the words you speak. Do you see the connections?
I do.
Okay. Page 2. 3/4 of the way down. Well, maybe the halfway point might be wise. First, find a quiet place in which to be alone with Jesus. I think that's a requirement. Then wait upon the Lord until you become inwardly quiet before Him. That's probably the hardest part of this whole commitment.
Amen.
How many of you have a brain problem?
Amen.
We all do. I'm not trying to point out something to you that you don't have. While maintaining an attitude of worship, the best way to get there is by worshiping Him, by singing little songs that are comfortable in your heart. Thank the Lord for His presence. And if you move along the way, it's not a problem. Now, if you haven't got the move part, you should have been here a little earlier.
Who's moving?
Yeah.
Move.
Yeah, moving.
Move.
You have got to be Polish. It was a moving.
Oh!
And I am Polish.
Tell Him that you deeply appreciate His desire to commune and fellowship with you. Say now.
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 Jesus, help me.
You are ready to vocally, explicitly relinquish the right to your own life. Do you realize what that means?
That's a tough one to swallow.
That's a tough one to swallow, because what you're doing is the lordship of who I am in me needs to take a back seat to Him.
Amen.
And I'll be honest with you, you may say these words, but to walk them out, you're going to be related to Peter.
Amen. And Thomas.
And Thomas, exactly. So, you see, they went through this. They experientially went through what you're now looking at. So did I. I've made this commitment before. But you know what? The more you declare it, the more it becomes real, because everything is established in two or three witnesses. And to all that pertains to it, that's your entire life. And unconditionally turn it over to Jesus. As you do this, you are giving the Lord full permission and the total right to govern the totality of your being. All that you are and all that you have, as He chooses. In direct words, and very direct words, say to Him, are you ready? Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus.
I totally give up the right to my life, and I pronounce you the Lord Jesus Christ. Of all that I am and have, and also, Lord, I give you permission to bring me into the fullness of your commitment, whatever it may cost or wherever it may lead. From this moment onward, I unconditionally belong to Jesus. He can bring me into the fullness of all the potential that He has seen to be within me. What I believe is this. This is the commitment where you no longer belong to yourself. And you have to check with Him. Knock on His door. Can I do this, Lord?
No, no more self-condemnation. I'm not going to allow that.
Amen. Should I, or should I go forward? Do I make the phone call now? When? Right. Check for timing. Be obedient to the timing that He tells you to do. As you check for timing, you're not going to step out into something you don't understand. And then as you watch the miracles happen, the miracle of your own salvation becomes more and more a reality in you. And what's around you will not have the power that it used to have. Will it increase your life? Yes. Will you see what He's already written in you? Yes, at some point. And will you be able to walk it out? Yes, but not without prayer and intercession. Put your papers down for a moment. We're going to agree. And those of you who want to break bread afterwards, you're more than welcome. Say, Father, my commitment
to
the Lord Jesus Christ
is
a real one.
But I'm
going to
need help.
I will be depending on my brothers
and
my sisters
to intercede
when I fall short.
If I fall short.
And when I fall short.
I will cry out for grace.
And there's an abundance of grace.
To
reestablish
me.
And to rebuild. What needs to be rebuilt. In Jesus' name I pray. And those that are not here, Lord.
I ask that you would give them the grace.
And the timing.
Of this commitment.
For the house of prayer.
And for our lordship.
To be to Him.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.